Well, I hope that everybody's doing well. We come to this time of announcements and kind of welcoming everybody. And I don't know of any specific announcements that need to be made. I love what Phil puts on in the bulletin. You can get a copy of the bulletin if you like, or just look at it online. At the top of the page, you'll see there's photos up there. There's an insert, which is all the situations that we're doing following the COVID guidelines. But you can also look at the bulletin that we use on Sunday morning in the church. So you can kind of follow along with that. But I love what Phil put on the calendar of events, because we don't know from day to day what's going on and all that. Well, we try to do the business of the church by phone and email and virtual stuff, and Betty's still able to keep up the financial records and all that kind of stuff. So we're not meeting in person as far as the leadership goes, but we do stay in contact with one another. Anyhow, calendar events, Phil puts, always be safe and pray. I don't think I can add anything else to that. But we do like to recognize birthdays as we come together. I don't know of any specific birthdays, but we always like to recognize them. So if you're having a birthday and we don't have the information, just know that we will sing happy birthday to you, even online. I can be the song leader. Here we go. And a one and a two and a three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Same with anniversaries. Anniversary is always important. It can be any kind of anniversary. It doesn't have to be necessarily a wedding anniversary. Could be a job anniversary. Could be any kind of anniversary. Something that you celebrate in your life that's important to you. So we sing also, happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary. God bless you. And you know, then when we do the announcements and all that, and then we kind of get together and we share fellowship normally, which we can't do anymore in person, but we can do it in a virtual sense, or we kind of just turn around and wave at somebody just to let them know that we love them. But you know, there is something special about even eyeball contact. Being in church, even if you can't touch them and hug them and different things like that, just seeing one another kind of brightens our spirit. It does. I had a lady tell me last week after church, you know, I needed this. I forgot how much I love people and how much I love seeing people and just being in church and listening to the message and the prayer requests. That's what church is all about. Church is a place where you can come and have refreshment. You know why they call it sanctuary? Because it's a safe place. Church should always be a safe place, a place of sanctuary to renew your spirit. Well, I hope and pray you have a good day, and looking forward to seeing you in church. We're still doing the 11 o'clock service and also the online services. So 11 o'clock Sunday, come see us if you're up to it. If not, we enjoy putting these online services together. God bless.